Good evening. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. As we just sang about Jesus, you lived your years of servanthood. In lowliness, you died. In these words and on Maundy Thursday, we see Christ the Lord and Christ the servant in action. As Christ the Lord, we witness his miraculous establishment of the Lord's Supper, wherein, by faith, you and I receive the very blood and body of Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. And as Christ the servant, we witness his humility, stooping to the floor to wash the feet of his disciples. This evening, and keeping in line with our theme of Lent, Thy Will Be Done, we'll focus on how we are inspired to follow his examples of obedience, humility, and joy in serving others. At the time I was beginning my deacon ministry, I received a most wonderful statue. It's a statue of Jesus washing the feet of Peter. And because this might be a little bit small for those in the back, I've actually taken a picture of that and make it a little bit easier for you to see. This gift has served a great reminder of what my deacon ministry must always be about, and that is being in humbled, obedient service to emulate Christ and to point to him in all that I do. We'll look at this statue from various angles as we examine the significance of this Maundy Thursday foot washing scene. First, let's look at Jesus' back as he stoops to serve. Jesus has just stripped off his outer garment and has taken the posture of a slave, ready to serve another. I think you all know in the New Testament times, a servant or slave was the lowest of low people. He was expected, or she was expected, to be normally on the floor when it came to being with their master, to do the most dirty, dingy jobs. And at this juncture, you see the back of Jesus, smooth and muscular. Being the son of a carpenter, he would have likely have had strong hands, strong arms, and a strong back. But his back would not stay smooth, for soon it would be torn by the sharp metal barbs of a Roman tormentor. In this moment and in the following days of suffering and sacrifice, Jesus serves in obedience to the Father and then invites our obedience. As I have loved you, so must you love one another. Remain in my love by keeping my commandments. Do what I do. I lay down my life for my friends. I note that in your days here on earth, not many of you will be called to lay down your life for another. However, our Lord Jesus went all the way to his death on the cross for us. And while most of you will likely never face martyrdom in your lifetime, Jesus does call you to lowlydom. Now you're going to say, I don't think that's a word, James. It isn't. Lowlydom is my made-up word. And lowlydom, here's my definition of that. Lowlydom is the state or condition of humble obedience, where one seeks to be less, put others first, and exhibit the true love of Christ to others. Maybe you too have seen bent, vulnerable backs in your lives, like seeing a mother of five young children who had an often absent husband struggling to manage a meager Saskatchewan prairie farm in the 1920s and 30s. And who often exposed her bent, vulnerable back to the heat of the day, tending to their limited chickens and crops. Or seeing that same bent back of the by her, the side of her bed, praying for her family's sustenance or survival. Or maybe you've seen a vulnerable bent back of an adult son. An adult son who was repeatedly stooped down to clean up after his 90-year-old dad after he lost control of his bowels in his final days. These are the beautiful, vulnerable, bent backs of servants, bent in obedient service for the sake of another. We now move from the exposed back of Jesus to his hands as he washes Peter's feet. In this view, you see the tenderness of Jesus' hands, the tension in Peter's foot, the water that cleanses, and most importantly, you see the personal human contact that binds these two figures together. In this view, Jesus calls you to love and again invites you into obedience. But he doesn't leave you on your own to figure it out. In fact, he makes it quite clear when he tells his followers, apart from me, you can do nothing. This point of connection between Jesus and Peter is not central to this image, but it is central to the life of discipleship. Within this water, Jesus is the vine, and Peter is living what it means to be a branch. Jesus is active, and Peter is dependent. And isn't that true of all of our relationships with Jesus? He's always the active one. He's the one that brings blessings. He's the one that brings life. He's the one that brings new life. There is everything in Jesus, and we are totally dependent on him for everything that we have. The command to serve and love in self-giving way is empowered by the self-giving vine who himself gives to this branch by the means of the water. In a similar way, we are also cleansed, redeemed, and enlivened by the waters of our baptism. How so often you and I need that same intimate water touch as redeemed children of God to have our ongoing sins washed away. Where a husband leans into his dependence on Jesus in order to ask forgiveness from his wife for once again neglecting her presence. Or where a wayward son or daughter remembers the essence of their Lutheran Christian upbringing and experiences that intimate connection with the vine that allows him to say no. To say no to perhaps a dark path of alcoholism. To say no to a drug abuse. Or to say no just to living beyond one's means. Now let's move to the faces of Peter and Jesus. From the text of John 13, we see a bewildered Peter, with his face likely being filled with confusion and awe. And yet, Jesus' face is hidden from us in this particular view. If you were in Peter's situation and seeing what he saw, you might likely share his look of confusion and awe. For this man washing his feet, is he not the Christ, the Son of the living God? For there on his knees, with his bare back prepared for torment and cross, holding a dirty disciple's foot, the face of Jesus shines with joy. Jesus points his disciples to obedience, and Jesus points his followers to dependence on him, just as he asks you and I, as his friends, to join him in the same kind of humble love that gives yourself away to others, into that state of lowlydom that I described. And Jesus says, there's a purpose behind my command. There's a purpose behind your dependence and a result of giving yourself away. Joy. Yes, joy. I have told or taught you all these things so that joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. If you could see the face that is hidden in this act of service, you would see joy on the face of Jesus. That same hidden joy is often the norm for those who help others in lowly service. But occasionally, we see a glimpse of one's hidden joy. This past week, I had the opportunity to assist in serving at the Family of God Mission in Southwest Detroit. And while I wasn't so observant of my partners' faces in serving meals, I believe I did get a glimpse of joy in the face of a Hispanic woman down there. After we finished serving all of the people, we then had the opportunity to sit down with them and enjoy some of the prepared food. After I finished eating, this Hispanic woman graciously and with a little sparkle in her eye offered to take my empty plate. I perceived that this Hispanic woman sought no praise, but was simply obedient to Christ's command to serve. And she showed her joy in doing this very routine action. And isn't that true in all of our service? When we are somewhat invisible, but maybe that people only catch a glimpse of our joy. But that joy is there because Jesus is in us as we're serving, right? Looking again at the entire image, we notice the beautiful and vulnerable back of the servant, being in obedient service, bent in obedient service for the sake of another. We once again see the intimate connection between the vine and the branch to bear fruit of servanthood. And we imagine the joy of the face of Jesus, the joy that he shares with you. It is an immeasurable joy that comes from obedience, dependence, and giving yourself away. As we continue in worshipful reflection over the next 3 days and daily commit to a life of servitude, may God grant you the will to obey his command to serve, to depend upon the vine of Jesus, and experience that same joy of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please rise as we go to God in prayer.